Oh, and I really did let her say something this morning, but she didn't want to. Anyway, I'm going to have her come and just share a little bit, so get ready to prophesy and run and lay hands on the sick and cast out demons and see the glory. I want you to bring the glory cloud before I preach. Amen. No pressure. Why don't you stand up to your feet and let's just do that. Let's just lift our hands. Father, we just praise you. We magnify you, Lord. Yes, I know we sang to you, Lord, but we worship you. We lift our voice in gratitude and give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you, Father God. You're so good. You're so good. You're so good, Lord. We thank you, Father. It's an opportunity and a privilege to come into your house to worship you, to magnify you, Lord. We lift our voice and we say, you're good. You're good. Your mercy endures forever. We thank you, Father God. We glorify you, Father God. Yes, we press in, Father God, to give you the glory, to give you the honor, Father God. Let no flesh get glory in your eyes, Father God. But you deserve the praise. You deserve the worship. We magnify you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We thank you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father. We magnify you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Let's just pray in the Spirit for a moment. Ki ma la 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 bo shondo. Ki ma 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 ki sta do no do sta dini. Ma 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 na la la bo shondo. I ma ma la 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 bo sta dini ki sta na na bo sta dondo. Oh la ma la 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 bo shondo. I ma 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 ki sta na na do sta dini. Ki ma 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 do sta dondo. I ma 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 la 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 bo shondo. I ma la 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 bo shondo ma sta dini. Oh, ma 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 na la 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 bo shondo. I ma 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 na do sti dini. Ki ma na sto dondo. Oh, na ba la 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 bo shondo. Ko ma sti dini. Ma la 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 bo shondo. Oh, ma 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 ma. Ki sta na na do sti dini. Yes, yes, ama de sti dini. Oh, ma 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 ma. Ki la 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 bo shondo. I ma sti ni ki sta na na do sti dondo. Ko ma na la la bo shondi. I ma sto dondo. Yeah, yeah. Ma 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 la 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 boshondo. I ma 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 ma. I la 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 boshondo. Ko ma da sidini. Ki a la la boshondo. Oh, we thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes. Yes. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Impart wisdom, direction. Yeah. Vision right now in the name of Jesus. Stir us up, Lord. Yes. Yes. We thank you, Father God. Renewed insight, Father God. Yes. Yes. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word of God. The word of God. The glory. The glory. The glory. The glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody said hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated. And I'm going to get a microphone somewhere, or you just want to, you know, oh, right there. Right there, right there, right there. John. So you come, just prophesy, whatever you want to do.
People say wives, I say husbands.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, I'm so grateful for it. Amen. I was just sitting there thinking that verse in Psalms 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. That word bless, it means to say something good about. Do you know it blesses the Father when we say something good about him? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just turn to your neighbor and say something good about the Father.
Hallelujah.
God is good. Amen.
He loves me.
He loves me. He's merciful. He's so kind. He's so kind.
He loves me.
Amen. Yes, he does. Amen. God is so good. Amen. I didn't say anything this morning because I didn't want to take up Harry's time. Time is always short, but we have a little bit more time tonight, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just, first of all, want to say thank you so much, pastors, for letting us come. We count it an honor. It's just, we don't take it lightly when we go to churches. We come to impart something. We're not just coming to preach a message, but we've come to make impartations into your lives. And we just appreciate the local church so much. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do what we do without the local church.
That's right.
And I was thinking today, Pastor Melissa, they just spoiled us rotten. We just have such a nice room.
Spoiled us blessed.
But it's pretty, yeah. But anyway, we have a wonderful room and basket and a wonderful lunch today. But Melissa was commenting on my purse today in the weave in it. We were talking about how tight those weaves are. And I thought that's what happens in the body of Christ when everybody's taken their place. In the local church, it's just so important in this last day that we're in our place. Yeah. And if one string is missing, you should hold up my purse here so they could see the beautiful weave.
I'll be Vanna.
Yeah, he can come be Vanna. But when one person is missing out of that, the pattern is messed up. Yeah. And so every person, go sit down. Oh. Every person needs to be in their place supplying
fired.
That weave. Yeah, he got fired, honey. I will let you have your turn in just a minute. Go away. But anyway, whatever I was saying. So it's just so important. Yes, there's... But you just need to be in your place.
That's
amen.
Right.
And we're just so thankful for this church. It
amen.
Supplies to us.
Yeah.
And you give to us. And it's so generous. And sometimes people sit in the church and they go, oh, I'm not doing much. But you just don't know what your supply is bringing to your pastor.
That's right.
When you pull on that anointing, he's able to minister. When you sow your tithes and you give and you bless the local church, it is a supply that you're going to find out in eternity. And it has a ripple effect because it goes all the way to Guatemala and the other missionaries and the other ministries you support. You are so important. I just want you to know tonight how important you are to the Father and how much he loves you and appreciates you. And I'm going to share one quick testimony, and then I'll sit down. But I was, when we go to churches and even in the school, people are not filled with the Spirit. They just don't know much about the Holy Spirit. They're saved, a lot of them, but we go and people will have altar calls for people to be filled with the Spirit. Kids just want to be filled with the Spirit. They receive so easy. But we always teach a class on the Holy Spirit, and you'd be amazed how many of our students come that are not filled with the Spirit, and so they come to get filled with the Spirit. We had one gentleman this year that he came up when we had the time to get filled with the Spirit, and he just didn't speak in tongues. And we said, well, you're filled, you know. And so he came back a couple of weeks later, and he was talking to Harry after school one night, and he says, I just have not prayed in tongues, and I want to so bad. And so Harry just ministered to him again and talked to him. You got to quit trying to do it out of your head. You got to do it out of your heart, you know. And all of a sudden, he started speaking in tongues. It was just a few words. And I'm telling you, his countenance changed so much.
Amen.
And he's just come to school just different. I'm so thankful that we know the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. That we can flow with the Holy Spirit, that we can be filled with the Spirit. It's changing people's lives.
Amen.
So thank you. Just even for his name is Chama. And so we're just so thankful for what God's done in his life. But there's so many of them like that come. Pastors. And they're getting filled with the Spirit, and they're taking it back to their churches, and it's changing things. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you so much. We love y'all, and we appreciate you. And here's your mic back.
Give it to him. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Your pastor mentioned it this morning that when, you know, the offering helping us do what God's called us to do, I say it this way, there'll be little bitty short people. How many know God loves short people? She's a giant. They're short in Guatemala. Our middle son that had the tumor, he's 6 foot three, two, three, something like that. And they were like, whoa. But, you know, really, you know, there'll be little bitty short people in heaven because you helped us do what God's called us to do. Amen. And you just never know the seed and the faithfulness just being here. Churches like this that just touch the nation. And we again, when we get to heaven, I just, you know, we'll be amazed of how much our seed and things have touched. Not just our finances, but our love, our support, our prayer, our dedication, our commitment just reach the kingdom of God around the world. It's eternal seed. Amen. Amen. You know, Starbucks will be in and out. You drink it and it's gone. But that investment you make into the kingdom of God, it's eternal seed. Amen. So I just want to say thank you again. I don't want to take it for granted. This church has been a tremendous blessing to us over the years. And I was thinking, and I didn't say it this morning because I just didn't have time. I talked too much about, you know, the pictures and stuff. But I don't remember why. But our son had to come back every 3 months for checkups when he had after the brain tumor. So I brought him back, and because I can, you know, preach and offset the cost and everything else. And I'm not sure why it worked out this way. I'm not sure where Bryant was, and I didn't preach here, I don't believe. But your pastor met Spencer, my youngest son, the caboose, you know, the uh-oh, the surprise. And, you know, he met us at a restaurant, and he just wanted to take us out to eat and bless us. And just somewhere really nice. And I don't know where Bryant was at, and I'm not really sure why, you know, but it was just Spencer and I. And Spencer, we really had a good time. And it just, you know, makes me want to cry, but it just really blessed my heart that he wanted to bless us and bless Spencer. Spencer still remembers that, you know. And so, but thank you, Pastor. You guys are great. Amen? Amen. Now, let's go ahead and jump into the Word. Everybody say, I love the Word. Amen. And I promise to have you out before midnight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And there's no windows where people can fall out of. It happened in the book of Acts. But look with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 13. Excuse me, chapter 3, verse 17. I put a 1 in front of that 3 for some reason. But 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty, or we can say freedom. God's Spirit is a spirit of freedom. God's Spirit has no bondage whatsoever in it. Wherever God's Spirit flows, the Spirit of freedom is going to flow. Amen? Amen. Everybody say freedom.
Freedom.
Come on, say it like you mean. Say freedom.
Freedom.
Amen, amen. Now, go with me to Luke chapter 4, and we're going to see Jesus walking into the synagogue, and in verse 16, it says, he stood up for the place to read. He found where it was written in verse 17, and then in verse 18, he starts reading. He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captive, to recover the sight to the mind, and set at liberty them that are bruised. And in verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And in verse 20, he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and all the eyes of them that were fastened upon him. And in verse 21, and begin to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Now, when Jesus entered into the synagogue, it says he found the place where it was written. And then he started reading this, and this is out of Isaiah chapter 60, where it declares, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And Jesus said, today, this day, estadia, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your ears. He wasn't preaching or prophesying freedom. He was declaring he is the freedom. He is liberty. Now, we won't take time there to turn there, but on Leviticus chapter 25, it talks about the year of Jubilee. And we as believers, we know what the year of Jubilee was. Every 50 year, it was a year of freedom. Everybody's debt was canceled. All the slaves were set free. All the inheritance and lands went back to the original owner. It was a year of Jubilee. But under the new covenant, we don't have to wait every 50 years. Jesus Christ is our Jubilee. Amen? Amen. He is our freedom. We are set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ came to be sin for us, and he went to the cross. He sacrificed his life. And how do you know you and I right now in this world, we are children of the Most High God.
Amen.
Everybody say, I am,
I am
a child of God. Listen to me. I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to be a child of God, because Jesus has set me free and adopted me into his family right now. I'll be no more a child of God when I get to heaven than I am right now.
Amen.
Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say,
I am
a child of God.
A child of God.
Now, let me just clarify some things right now. I am God's favorite. I just want you to know that I know he tells you that you are his favorite, but he winks at me when he tells you that. He said, I just got to tell him that, you know. But, you know, the good thing is we are all God's favorite. Amen.
Amen.
Freedom is not from man's philosophy. Freedom is not freedom. Now, there's freedom in our country, and we're thankful for that, and liberty in our country. Thank God for that. But, I mean, freedom really comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
True freedom comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. We are not trying to get free. We are the children of God that are free right now. Amen? No bondage, no chains, no shackles. How many know you and I are free? Everybody say freedom.
Freedom.
Now, go with me to, let's look at John chapter 8. In John chapter 8, verse 36, it says here, if the Son therefore has made you, what? Free, then you are free indeed. You are absolutely free. Again, man can come up with their philosophy. Man can come up with their things, and there's maybe political freedom, financial freedom, but really true freedom comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? And so in this world that we live in right now, this world that we live in, it is under the curse, and it is, you know, corrupt, and there is bad things all around us. But you and I, in the body of Christ, we got to make sure that we're standing in the freedom that God has purchased for us through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So I want to challenge you, do not accept anything but freedom in your life.
Yes.
How many know there's going to be things that try to come into your life that try to steal, kill, and destroy the freedom that God has given you, but you've got to stand up and tell it no. You got to stand up and take your God-given authority. And again, there'll be things that try to buffet us, try to come against us. But you and I, as children of God, we are free. So we got to stand in that liberty. We got to stand in that freedom and not accept anything that will try to pull us back, that will try to hinder us. But we stand upon the freedom that Jesus Christ has given us. Amen.
Yes.
Everybody say, I am free.
I am free.
Now, this freedom is not temporary. But this freedom is secure in Christ Jesus. This freedom is not temporary. It's not something, you know, like happiness, you know, like, you know, just being happy where I'm up with one day, down the next. No, no, 100%. I am the free. I am free in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Now, go with me to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And we're going to look at verse 31, and Jesus said unto those Jews that believed in him, he said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. So look at this. Okay. If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples. So according to this verse, now there's other ways, but according to this verse, what is the proof that we are his disciples? If we continue in the Word. How do you know the Word of God is something we need to continue in? We need to live in night and day. Thank God for His Word.
Amen.
That, you know, there's some denominations and there's some churches that are trying to pull away from the Word of God. And they're calling the Word of God not really a word from God. It's a good book, but there's other things that are more important, more valuable, that should hold a higher place in our life. But how many know that is not true? I mean, we don't accept anything that would take us away from the Word of God. Years ago, when we first started our church in Colorado, I had somebody come up, and, you know, and people, you know, you do get strange questions sometimes. I mean, you do. And some people are sincere, and some people sincerely don't know. And I had this person come up, and they asked me a question, and I had to kind of gaze what they're asking. And they didn't really ask it in a you know, mean way. But, you know, they asked me the question, and I was like, okay, well, what are you trying to ask me? You know, again, people ask you strange things sometimes, and you just don't know where they're coming from, and you're called to minister to people, and so you want to see where they're at. And this person asked me, do you teach anything but the Word of God? I thought, well, duh. No, I didn't say that. I did think it, but I didn't say it. I did think it. You know, I think, well, I am a minister. And I said, and that's what we put our life on. That's what we're anchored. I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to back up. I'm going to stay with the Word. Everybody say, stay with the Word.
Stay with the Word.
And again, there's a movement in churches right now. Right now, they're trying to get people off the Word of God. And there's some nationally known ministers. Listen to me. There's some nationally known ministers that are backing off the Word of God. How many know we've got to stay with the Word of God? Everybody say the B-I-B-L-E.
The B-I-B-L-E.
That's the book for me.
That's the book for me.
Amen. Now, that's good. But look at this. If you continue in my word, then You are my disciples indeed. And you will know the truth. And what? The truth will set you free. Well, how do you know the truth? By continuing in his word. And if you stay with the word, how many know the word that you stay with, the word that you know will get in your heart, and that word will set you free. Amen. The Word of God is a book of revelation. Every time I get into the Word of God, revelation from His Word comes forth in my life. Amen. Every time I get into the Word of God, I've heard the Word. I've heard the Scriptures. I read the Bible. I know the Bible. But every time I get into the Word of God, there's revelation that comes forth because it's a book that's alive and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. And the Word of God is also a book of faith. That, you can kind of be feeling down and discouraged or whatever it may be, but you get into the Word, and the Word is alive, and it brings not only revelation knowledge, but it brings faith. It feeds my spirit. Amen? Amen. Kind of like spinach to Popeye. You remember Popeye? You know, he'd get a little bitty skinny guy. You know, then he'd eat that spinach. He became a big muscle guy, kind of like me. Stop it, Harry. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. But the Word of God is also not just a book of revelation and not just a book of faith, but the Word of God is a book of freedom. Yes. And every time I get into the Word of God, yes, and I continue in that Word and I study the Word and I let the Word of God abide in me, yes, not just me abiding in the Word, but the Word of God abides in me. Yes. People say, well, I'm in the book. Well, is the book in you? Yes. I mean, you've got to, it's got not just, you don't just need to read it. It needs to read you. Say amen. Amen. Every time that I get into the Word of God, I read the Word of God, I study the Word of God, I meditate on the Word of God, I apply the Word of God to my life, it is bringing freedom into my life. Amen. Yes. Everybody say freedom. Freedom. Now look at me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 25. But whoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty. Now, did you get that? It called the Word of God the perfect law of liberty. The Word of God doesn't bring bondage. The Word of God doesn't restrain us. The Word of God sets us free. Now, listen to me. The Word of God will correct us. I don't know about you, but I've been corrected by the Word of God. I mean, there's been things that, Lord just like, I thought, leave me alone. I get all over my toes sometimes. But I mean, the Word of God, it is revelation, but the Word of God is life, and the Word of God will bring freedom into our life. But we've got to stay with the Word. Everybody say, stay with the Word. Stay with the Word. Now, look back up at this first part. It says, whoever looketh into the, King James Version, whoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and that word looketh, simply, it really does mean to look over, to peer into, to gaze into. It's not a casual look where you just kind of visit it, here, there, whatever. No. You actually look over into it and you study it. And again, you let it not, you don't just read it where it reads you. What's it going to do? It's going to bring freedom and liberty to our life. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Now, look at Psalms 119. Everybody say freedom. Freedom. Psalms 119, verse 45. I will walk in freedom. Everybody say freedom. Freedom. I will walk in freedom, for I have devoted myself to your commandments. When you take a stand for the word, and you make a commitment no matter what is going to happen, you take a commitment and stand for the Word of God will stand for you. Amen? Years ago, when I was at Rhema Bible Training Center, I remember Brother Hagin had to be in his 60s there then when I was there, early 60s or so. And he made the statement. And, and as a young 20-year-old, 19-year-old kid, I didn't quite understand what he was saying. And it kind of went over my head a little bit. But he made the statement. He said, I'm going to stay with the Word no matter what anybody else does. Sure. He said a lot of people base their ministry on the gift. He said, I thank God for the gift and I thank God for the anointing, but I base my ministry on the word. So if the gifts are flowing, great. If they're not, I got the word. The word is my anchor. Really, the word is my anchor for even the gifts. So he made this statement and he kind of just challenged me. And again, I didn't quite understand what he was saying when he made the statement. He said, I don't care if I get up in the morning and everybody that I love, everybody I respect, all the ministers of the world that I love and respect and admire, if they get up in the morning and say the word of God is not valid for today, he said, it won't faze me one bit. And I thought, well, it kind of would faze me a little bit. I mean, you know, as a 19, 20 year old kid, I thought it would faze me a little bit. But now I understand a little bit what he means. You got to make that commitment that I'm not going to back off the word, no matter who likes it or who doesn't like it, who agrees with it or not. It is the word of God that will change our life and bring freedom into our life. And we're not going to back up. We're not going to be apologetic about it. Some people, now, you know, we don't want to offend anybody, but how many know the word will offend us because the word will correct us and offend us? Thank you for your excitement. Everybody say, I love the word.
I love the word.
Now, listen to me. Again, Jesus, wherever his, wherever God's spirit is the spirit of freedom. Everybody say freedom.
Freedom.
And the word of God, he is our jubilee. He is our freedom. And then we also have the word of God that will give us freedom. And I said it earlier, but I want to say it again. We don't let anything come in that tries to bind us, that tries to limit us. We stand in the liberty and the freedom that God has given us. We don't let anything. And there's going to be coming things that try to steal, kill, and destroy in our life. And how many know we are free people, so we got to stay in that freedom. Don't let anything make you step off of that freedom, but you stand in their liberty. There's no bondage in Jesus. There's only 100% freedom and liberty. But again, there's going to be enemies. There's going to be things that try to come our way, that try to steal, kill, and destroy in our life. But we don't have to sign for the package. There's an Amazon scam, whatever it's called, that they'll send a package to your house. And a lot of times, it's a nice gift, product you didn't purchase. And you open the box up, and there's a barcode on the inside. And it may say something, you know, like, this is your new gift, find out more. And there's a QR code in there. And if you scan it, they got you. They got your information off of your phone. It's a trick. It's a scam. How many know the devil is going to come and knock at our door? And there's going to be opportunities for our freedom to be taken away from us. But just because a package is delivered doesn't mean we have to sign for the package. How many know we can stand on the word of God and continue to stand in our freedom and tell the devil no. Everybody say no.
No.
What's that old Elvis Presley song? Return to sender. I'm in the Elvis country, all right. Yeah, Memphis, yeah. She rode up on it. You don't have to sign for the package. You can tell the devil no. The Bible says resist the devil. And what's going to happen? He's going to flee. So you and I in the body of Christ, we have the authority of heaven on our side. We have the word of God. We have the authority of heaven on our side. And we don't have to settle for anything. The devil may come in our life. We can tell the devil no gracias. Well, actually, we don't have to say thank you. No, please. We don't have to say that. We can just tell the devil no. Everybody say no.
No.
Now, we won't take time to turn there, but in Mark chapter 4, Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and he made a statement to them, and he said, let us go to the other side. And he went down into the inner parts of the ship, and the Bible says that he went to sleep on a pillow. And I used to think, why? So much information. He went to sleep on a pillow. Well, they were trying to show us that he wasn't taking a cat nap. He wasn't taking a power nap. He was asleep. Well, this right here, this scripture right here justifies me. Naps are ordained of the Lord. I was telling them there at the lunch today that when our kids were little, I like to nap, especially on Sunday afternoon. I like to nap. I mean, there's, you know, when the spirit and the flesh come together, something's got to give. And so Sunday afternoon, I would take naps. Well, when the kids were smaller, I would put them down. I'd volunteered for that. But the trick was you can't fall asleep before they fall asleep. And then, you know, they'd holler, "Mom, Dad fell asleep. Can I get up?" "Yeah, you can get up." But the Bible says Jesus went down into the inner parts of the ship and he went to sleep. Again, he wasn't just taking a power nap. He was actually asleep because, you know, he is the Prince of Peace. Yes, yes, yes. So a storm came up and it was threatening the ship and threatening the lives of people on the ship. And the disciples went down into the inner parts of the ship and they woke Jesus up and they asked the question, "Don't you care? Don't you care? We're going to perish. We're going to die. We're going to die." And Jesus, well, let me back up. Never let the storms of life make you question if God cares about you or not. The storm, the attack, is not a reflection of God's heart.
Amen.
He didn't send the storm. He didn't cause the storm. He doesn't want the storm in your life. But he's given us authority over that storm. Amen. Amen. So what did Jesus do? He got up, took the sleep off of his eyes, went up on the top of the ship. And I believe that would be my, boating knowledge. That would be the bow of the ship. Is that correct? The front of the ship?
Sure.
Why not? I'm preaching. Oh. And he looked at the storm. And if you read the Bible, in Mark chapter 4, if you read the Bible, it's a good thing to read the Bible.
Yeah.
It'll help you. But he looked at the storm and he thought, "That's a big storm. You're right, boys. That's a life-threatening storm." Mm-hmm. No, he didn't agree with the storm. And a lot of times, the attacks come our way. And many times, we as believers accept the attack and let go of our freedom. But what we have to do is rebuke that attack and stay hold of the freedom that God has given us. Amen? So what did Jesus do? He looked at the storm and he spoke to the storm. He spoke, "Peace, be still." He quietened the storm. Now, my daughter, she went to Rhema years ago when we first moved to Guatemala. She was actually there her second year when we were in our first year, when we first moved to Guatemala. So she moved when we were still in Colorado. And through a series of events, she worked at DSW, clothing store, a shoe store there. But, it was not a good fit for her. Anyway, but she, through a series of events, she got a job with Rick Renner. And I don't know if you know who Rick is. He's an author, Greek author, and everything, scholar, He's got a big ministry in Russia, big offices there in Tulsa. And she's been working from him since she was like 19 years old. And she's 30-something. Now, got three kids. And so she's worked for him for many years. Well, Rick is a Greek scholar. And he says this is literally what Jesus did when he rebuked the storm. When he said, "Peace, be still." He took his authority over the storm. Again, the storm was trying to stop them from doing the will and plan of God. The storm was trying to steal their peace. If you read the story and go to the next chapter, when before Jesus said, "Let's go to the other side," and that storm came up and Jesus rebuked the storm. But when after the storm, they get to the other side, and what did they do? They set a man free that was possessed of the devil. They cast the demon out of that man. Then what did they do? They got back in the boat and went back to the other side. That shows me how much value God puts on people. Amen. Jesus went right across and set a man free, then came right back. But that storm was designed to stop them from going to set that man free. Yes. The storms of life are trying to snatch you out of the freedom that God has given you. And the storms of life are trying to stop you from your destiny, from the vision that God has for you. Amen. Yeah. And so Jesus stood up and he looked at the storm, and the Bible says he rebuked the storm. He took authority over that storm and he said, "Peace, be still." And Rick Renner, what he says, literally what he did in the Greek, is he did this. He shushed the storm. He took authority over the storm and shushed the storm. I mean, it's okay to shush the storm. Now, let me give you a little wisdom. It's not good to shush your wife. I never done that. I don't think I have ever done that. But anyway, it's okay to shush the storm. Amen. So Jesus took authority over the storm. Then he turned to the disciples and he says, "Where is your faith?" Indicating to me that they could have done what he just did. How many know when the storms of life come, don't you let them take your peace. Don't you let them take your freedom. You stand up and tell the storm no. You take peace, be still. Amen. You got to take your God-given authority, because we have been set free. Yes. Say amen.
Amen.
Now, go to Jeremiah chapter 3. Jeremiah chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 15. "And I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who will feed you with knowledge and understanding." I will give you shepherds according to my heart, that has my heart, that will feed you with knowledge and understanding. I want to tell you, your pastors are anointed by God. Your pastors are gifts from God, our Father. Jesus Christ, before he went up to heaven, the Bible says he led captivities captive. He brought freedom to us. He delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the fellowship of the kingdom of God. I mean, out of darkness into life. Then the Bible also says in Ephesians that he gave gifts unto men. And one of the gifts listed there in the fivefold ministry is the gift of a pastor. And your pastor is anointed by God to preach and teach the word of God for your life. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, every time you come into this place, every time you come into the sanctuary, every time you hear your pastor speak the word of God, I mean, there's faith coming into your life. Amen.
Amen.
They're anointed by God to give you. Thank God for pastors. Amen. Thank God for pastors that will give us the word of God. Amen. But listen to me, not only are your pastors anointed to give you the word of God, but they're also anointed to speak into your life and speak freedom over your life. Amen.
Amen.
They're gifts from God that teach you the word of God, but they give you the words of freedom that will set you free. Amen.
Amen.
You know, sheep need a sheepfold. Sheep need a sheepfold. And sometimes we in the body of Christ, we get so familiar with ministry gifts and pastors and teachers and ministers, and sometimes we can take the ministry gift for granted. Years ago when our son had that tumor, we office out of Tulsa. At that time, our daughter was at Rhema. And so we office out of Tulsa, and Karen's mom, we moved her from Colorado because, we were leaving, going to Guatemala. So we moved her back to Tulsa. They lived there for a little while when they went to Rhema, and Karen's dad wasn't doing very physically. Shortly after we moved them, he passed and went to heaven. So she was in another house living in Tulsa. So we office out of Tulsa. And so, don't know where I was going with that. Oh, where am I going? But she knew where I was going. Thank God for wives. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, when Bryant had that tumor, we, got her back here, and then him back, and then I had to come back. And Victory Christian Center, Pastor Billy Joe Daugherty, my pastor, he's in heaven now. And we're from the same hometown in Arkansas. That's how I got to Tulsa. And I went to his Bible school, then I went on to Rhema, and I met Karen, and the rest is history. Hallelujah. But Pastor Billy Joe is my pastor. We were connected with Victory. We're connected with Rhema. But Billy Joe is my pastor. He came up to the hospital, prayed for Brian. His mom just went to heaven this year. Billy Joe's mom just went to heaven. I knew her since I was a teenager. She came up to the hospital, stayed with us most of the night. But, you know, we were at the children's hospital there in Tulsa. And it was Wednesday night. He had surgery on Monday, and it was, I think, Monday or Tuesday or something like that. And it was Wednesday night, and she said, why don't you just go over there to Victory and slip into service? So I did. And he said, she'd take the other two boys. So I took Matthew, our oldest son, Spencer, our youngest son. And it's a church of 2,000 people, you know, on a Wednesday. You know, it's 10,000 people, but 2,000 people on a Wednesday night service. And so, you know, Pastor Billy Joe married us. He knew us. And so I'm sitting in, you know, the middle section, you know, big, big church. And he's on television, so everything's, you know, precise, you know, because he's recording it to put on TV. And I didn't know he was even there. And he knew I was there. And he looked over. And again, he's very precise, very, you know, particular with his message, delivering everything. And he began preaching on the grace of God, that God's grace is sufficient. I still remember the message. But he looked over. He looked over. And he said, Harry and Karen, you're facing a big battle. But it's going to be a long battle, but you're going to come out victorious. We're believing with you for the supernatural healing power of your son, and you're going to see victory. What was that? That was the voice of my pastor. So I stood upon that. I got the CD, I got the DVD, and I stood on that, and I believed God. Yeah, I had a word from God that we win, but that was also the voice of my pastor. There's something about the authority of your pastor that can speak to a situation in your life that will break the darkness off of your life. How many know you need to hear the voice of your shepherd? Amen. And your pastor is anointed by God to give you the word of God, but your pastor is also anointed by God to speak victory over your life, to speak deliverance over your life, to speak deliverance over and freedom over your life. Amen. I want to pray for you guys. I'm not done, but so just let you know. But I'm going to pray for you guys. Can we do that? Yep. Why don't you stand up? Why don't everybody stand up? Come over here, Karen. I want to pray for you, and then I'm going to pray for Matthew and his wife. What's your name again?
Donna.
That's right. That's right. I knew that. Father, stretch your hands out. Stretch your hands out right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Mama malakostidini. Yes, there's more. There's more. There's more to be seen. There's more to step into. Ah, you've just touched the surface. You've just stepped in a little bit. Yeah, you think it's that's all there is, but there's more. There's more. There's more. There's more of me. There's a more of my word. There's a more anointing, and there's even a more mission that I have for you. But don't fret. Don't worry. The resources, the people, the things that you need will come to pass. It will come. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. And now it's time for showers, showers of heaven, blessings from heaven to fall upon your life and your ministry, upon your life personally, and also the sheep, the calling, the place that I've placed you. And the anointing, the power, and the goodness will flow from you, and it will also flow from your sheep. There's an anointing upon your life. Yeah, yeah. What touches you? What touches you? Oh, yeah, yeah. It's for you, but it's also for the sheep. It's also for the sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Mama makista dono kostidini, mastidini. Oh, malalala boshondo kostidini, mastidini, kista dono. Oh, we thank you, Father God, for clarity, for understanding, Father God. I thank you. Yes, Lord. Yeah, mama stodono kostidini. Yeah. Thank you, Father God. Yeah, 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 yeah. And you're going to see more and more and more of those things again that you've desired in your heart. Oh, there's been a longing. There's been a yearning. And you're going to see those things come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. And it will be greater, greater, greater than you've ever thought it could be. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. We thank you for these servants, Father God. We thank you for the protection of the sheep over their lives. We thank you, Father God, watching over their kids, watching over their families, and yes, Father God, watching over everything that touches their life in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Come here, Matthew. Hallelujah. You and your wife, come on up here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Faithful, 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 faithful servants. Hallelujah. Won't you pray for her real quickly? Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
So we just thank you, Father God, for an increase in that anointed. An increase, Father God, that you would move, Father God. That they would see the glory, Father God, even in those classes, Father. That they would know, Father God, how to flow with the Holy Ghost. That, Father, she's showing them. She's instructing them. And I thank you, Father God, that there's wisdom coming upon those children because it's flowing, Father God, from Dominic. We just thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We pray for Matthew, Father. Oh, thank you for his heart, his commitment, Father God, his standing, his faithfulness, Father God. And I speak rewards over his life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Hallelujah. Faithful men shall abound with blessings. I thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Supernatural. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Wisdom and direction. Yeah. Hallelujah. Ma keys don do ko mastidini. Ma la 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 boshondo. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now just stay standing just for a second. I want to pray. And again, I'm not done. I got a few more things I want to do. But let me just pray for this house. Father, I thank you for this church, for the congregation. I thank you for the faithfulness, Father, that this house has planted, has been stable, has been a beacon of hope. The people that you've sent, Father, to be the anchor. I thank you, Father God, that there's more. More lives to be touched. More land to be taken. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this house and through this house. Thank you, Father, for your encouragement and your peace that flows from this people, not just the ministry, but from the people, Father, that are a beacon of hope to people they come in contact with every day. And Father God, there is more to be done in this house and through this house. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
You can be seated. Again, Jesus has set us free, and he is our jubilee.
Yes. Amen.
He is our freedom. And if we stay with the word, that word will bring freedom in our life. Amen?
Amen.
And we can't just give up our freedom. We have authority, but you got to stand your ground and tell the devil no. You got to take your God-given authority and attack any attack that's trying to attack you. Amen? Like I said this morning, sometimes, you know, people go, oh, no. You know, no, I had no problem before I got saved. Well, you switched teams. And so the devil's going to do anything he can to stop you, to steal, kill, and destroy. And if you notice, the Bible calls the adversary, the devil, he calls him your adversary.
Yes.
How many God? Because he's out to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. He doesn't want you enjoying your freedom, so he's going to do everything he can to stop you from that freedom. Amen? And sometimes we just accept it as norm, as the way it is. It's just going to be the way it is. No, honey, it doesn't have to be that way. Amen? Everybody say freedom. And again, I want to stress this point. Your pastors have anointing upon their life to set freedom into your life. Amen? Now, the shepherds in the olden times, a little bit different now, but in olden times, they would have insects that would fly up into their nostrils, fly up in their nose and ears, and lay eggs in their brains, and they would hatch, and they would cause pain and everything else. That's why you saw sheep beating their heads against rocks and trees, trying to get freedom. But the shepherd would take an anointing oil and pour over the heads, and it would go into their ears and eyes and kill those insects. How many, again, there's an anointing upon your pastors to bring freedom in your life. Amen? Say amen. Now, say this with me. Say, there is
a voice
of freedom. There is a voice of freedom. And let me tell you what the voice of freedom is. Rejoicing and magnifying God. Celebrating the goodness of God. Now, there is a voice of freedom, but there is also a voice of defeat. And that is what? Complaining and crying and singing the blues. I mean, there's a voice of freedom that will set you free, that no matter what it looks like, it may not look like freedom, but you give God the glory and God the honor in the face of the adversity. You lift your voice and you magnify him. That is the voice of freedom. But also, there's a voice of bondage that will steal our freedom. So we got to make sure which voice we're giving voice to. I had a minister friend of mine, I believe it was in Arizona. I believe it was Arizona, somewhere up there. He went South Dakota, Arizona, somewhere. He went coyote hunting. I didn't know there was even such an animal. I mean, not animal, but I didn't know there was such a sport, let me put it that way. But, you know, I guess the coyotes were attacking the cattle and the livestock and things like that, so they allow you to go and hunt the coyotes. And so they took this pastor friend of mine, minister friend of mine, that was preaching in this church, and they took him coyote hunting. And they said, we're going to camouflage you. He said, they put, you know, camel hat on me, camel gun, camel, vest and everything. And they even put camel makeup on me. He said, I looked in the mirror and couldn't find myself. He said, but they took me out in the middle of the bushes and they said, be very quiet and just sit there. Be very still and very quiet. We're going to call that coyotes in. And you know what the call they used was a wounded rabbit call. So, you know, wounded rabbit call. And it was a high, shrieking sound of a rabbit that was hurt. And I'm not going to try to imitate it, but you can just imagine. He said when they did that, more of those coyotes started running in. They started running in. And he said they thought they were going to get lunch. He said, but what really, what they became, well, I don't think they ate them. They became the lunch. You know what? When we complain, when we murmur, when we feel sorry for ourselves, when we sing the blues, how many know we're not venting? We're setting off that wounded rabbit call. Yeah. And the enemy comes in and thinks he's going to steal, kill, and destroy in our life. But when we worship, when we magnify God, when we glorify God, how many know there's something about that voice, worshiping and magnifying God and glorifying God. It is a sound of freedom. It sends a supernatural shockwave out of our life that delivers, sets free, destroys the yoke of bondage and the chains off of our life. Amen? Yes. We know the story. We know the story, and we won't take time to read it. But in Acts chapter 16, Paul and Silas put in prison for not doing something wrong, but for doing something right. What did they do? They set a lady free that was possessed of the devil. And if you read the text, Paul didn't deal with the lady. He dealt with the Spirit. And he took authority over. I mean, the Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood, Amen. But of principalities and powers. Yes. That was an evil spirit on the inside of her. Really, what she was saying wasn't wrong. It was just the spirit that was behind it. And she was harassing him, buffing him, and he got grieved in his spirit, and he thought, this is not normal. And so he dealt with the spirit, and he took authority over that spirit, and he cast the demon out of her. Well, she told fortunes by that evil spirit on the inside of her. Mm-hmm. She could tell fortunes. And so she made money for her employers. And now she can't tell fortunes because the demon's gone. Yep. So what did they do? They put Paul and Silas in prison, and the Bible says they beat them and stripped them of their clothes and put them in the inner prison. Now, this wasn't a Hilton. Where are we at? Marriott? It wasn't no well, nice Marriott. Thank you very much. Rick Renner, again, the Greek scholar. I don't know Greek, but I know one that knows Greek. You know, and so, but he mentions that this is the inner prison that was really the sewer. I mean, the sewer. So this wasn't anything to be excited about. I mean, I can imagine what they're thinking in the natural. I mean, you know, I could look at Silas, really, Paul? Why couldn't you leave well enough alone? Why couldn't you just leave it alone? But what did they do? The Bible says at midnight, verse 25, I believe it is, at midnight, there it is right there. That's so cool. Y'all are just so high tech. Man, I love it. And at midnight, Paul and Silas, what do? Complain and sang the blues. That's what I'm reading. I could just hear them in the prison. Nobody knows. The trouble I seen, nobody knows my sorrow. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Is that what they were doing? No. The Bible says, at midnight, life's darkest hour. Again, they weren't doing anything wrong. They were doing something right. And sometimes there's going to be opposition. There's going to be persecution. But in the face of the problem, in the face of the difficulty, we've got to not let the voice of bondage and let the voice of despair and agony upon me, deep, dark depression, obsessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Doom, despair, and agony upon me. I remember that from Hee Haw. No, what did they do? At midnight, life's darkest hour, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the Bible says right here, and the prisoners heard them. They weren't quiet about it. They weren't bashful. They didn't hold back. They gave voice to their praise. They gave voice to their thankfulness. I mean, we're not thanking God for the problem. We're thanking God for who He is. Yes. Magnifying Him, glorifying Him. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. And look what happened. And suddenly, everybody say suddenly. There was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were set free. Amen. There's again, when we worship and we magnify God, it is a voice of freedom that sends a supernatural shockwave through our life. Breaking chains, breaking bondage is off of our life. And it not just affects our life, but our praise affects other people around us. Listen to me. Sometimes you rejoice in the midst of the problem, in the midst of the situation, and it will bring freedom to you, but also that freedom will come into other people around you. I mean, when you worship God, when you magnify God, you're not just getting that freedom for your life, you're not just seeing that deliverance for your life, but you're also seeing it for your kids and your grandkids, the legacy. When you worship God, when you magnify God, I can just hear Paul and Silas in the prison. They were magnifying God. They were glorifying God. No more bondage, no more chain, no more shackles. I mean, they were saying freedom, freedom, freedom.
Yes.
Let's do that right now. Let's stand up to our feet. Let's stand up to our feet and let's just magnify the Lord. Let's just rejoice in the God of our salvation. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Freedom, freedom. We thank you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Yes, we magnify you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. You're good and your mercy endures forever. We give you praise, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Yes, freedom, freedom, freedom. We thank you, Father God. No more shackles, no more shame. We thank you, Father God. Deliverance, deliverance and freedom, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. This is the day, Lord. This is the day. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Yes, worthy, 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 worthy. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody say freedom. 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 Hallelujah. Freedom. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We glorify you, Father God. We magnify you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a question I want to ask you. Do this church. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I can just pray generally. Okay. Stretch your hands out. We're going to pray for their son. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. Stretch your hands out right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Yeah, yes. Total victory in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. Yes, yes, you're working, you're working, you're working, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We declare it right now. Freedom, freedom and deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your anointing, for your power, Father God. Peace, peace that passes all understanding. Yeah, yeah, no fear, no worry, but yes. Peace in the yes. Mighty yes. Name of yes. Jesus. We thank you for it, Father, in the thank mighty you, name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. He's the God that goes ahead and yes. Prepares the way. So he's going before you and yes. Making the crooked places yes. Straight. Yes. Yeah, he's yes. Preparing the place. He's preparing the way. So there's no worry, there's no fear. There's total peace in the mighty name, and everything will be restored. Everything will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory. Glory. You got something? Huh? Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. That's okay.
If you're here tonight and you've been dealing with some sort of sickness in your body, God wants you set free from that tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So if you just want to come up real fast, we're just going to lay hands on you and pray for you. Amen. But that's a freedom you need to walk in. Amen.
Amen.
Free from sickness.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody?
Amen. Amen.
Don't
amen.
Be bashful.
Come on
come
up.
On.
Come on up here. I got in my spirit. There's somebody that you got a financial need.
Yeah.
There's an attack, and it's that bondage in your financial areas. Don't be bashful. Come on up here real quick if you want to. Hallelujah. Don't be bashful. Come on up
amen.
Here.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you done?
Okay. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And anybody else?
Thank you, Lord.
Or if you there's another area that you need freedom in.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Come on up here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It's Doris. Doris.
I need this, but I need prayer for my son Sam.
Okay.
Who's in New Orleans. University Hospital in the psych ward. And I've been praying today a
Amen.
Miracle. When you said yes. Wayne, I said my son's free.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Father, yes. Wayne is his name?
Sam.
Sam.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak freedom over Sam's mind. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say peace be still to his mind. We call that soundness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. No difficulty, no problem, Father God. We call complete, total restoration, Father God. Complete, total restoration in his mind, in his body. We say, devil, take your hands off of him. We take authority. We stand in the gap. And we say, Father, right now, Sam is set free, deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Deliverance is his in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for healing in her body from the top of her head to the soles of her feet right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Restoration in healing. We thank you for it, Father,
yes.
in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus.
Yes.
Freedom,
yes.
freedom in her body.
Yes.
No pain,
Jesus.
No pain you, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. It's so good, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. He's so good. Amen. So good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Take that, devil.
Yes.
Right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Woo.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You can want prayer?
Hallelujah.
Surgery in February. And I'm going back for a follow up. And just believe in for a complete and total restoration.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Would you have surgery? On your elbow.
What kind of surgery was it?
It was shattered.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Okay. Oh, wow. Amen. Amen.
I think it's Psalms 37:4 that God says he takes care of even our bones.
Amen.
Psalms 37:34. I have to look and make sure. But amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Kim
Master Dono.
Oh,
thank you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. Total restoration. Hallelujah. Mama Makista Dono. Healing, healing, healing. Total, 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 total. In the name of Jesus. Peace. Peace be still. Peace be still. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Mama Makista Dono. Yeah, healing. Healing is hers in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. Yes. Yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you for it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father. Ma, kista, no, 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 no. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. Glory and honor and praise. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Lord Jesus. We glorify you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Father God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. Oh, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Mastidini kista no no come mastidini. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Just one more thing. Just close your eyes. We know Isaiah saw Jesus on the cross before he went to the cross. And he says he was wounded for our questions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Then it goes on to say the chastisement of our peace was put upon him. That means the punishment, the payment for our peace was put upon him. Jesus not only paid the debt for our sin in our sickness, but he prayed for the debt of freedom for our mind, our emotions, our mental health. So I speak right now in the mighty name of Jesus, freedom over your mind, over your thoughts. No, you won't have Alzheimer's. You won't get dementia. I speak right now. I speak freedom over your mind. I rebuke it. Don't you settle for it. Don't you accept it. You stand upon the word of God that his payment, he took my peace. He made my avenue for my peace. The punishment of peace was put upon him. So I am free. So I declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Don't accept it. Don't call it. Don't claim it. Don't say it's yours. No, no. You are free in the name of Jesus. Everybody say freedom.
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 Hallelujah. Okay, I'll stop. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. 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 Don't forget our coffee and our t-shirts. And buy mine before you buy your pastor. No, I'm just joking.
No,
please
buy
Harry's. I know.
Buy Harry's.
That's bad. It's bad.
No, it's good.
I'll make
Harry's.
A swap with you. I'll give you one.
Buy
you
Harry's.
Give me one of yours.
You can have mine.
Amen. Thank you.
Have a
thank
seat
you.
Real quick. But it's good tonight.
Oh, thank you.
That's what you call special anointing. Amen. Good service. Amen. Hope you got something tonight. Amen. Hey, we're going to receive an offering for them tonight. So if you need an offering envelope, hold your hand up real high. And the ushers will get one to you. And as you get ready to give, just remember, no prayer this week. Chuck's going to go vegetate and lay before the Lord. Amen. Like I'm going to do. I'm going to lay before the Lord. Amen. On the sand. Glory to God. Swell up. Amen. Eat. Not this week, no, but coming up. Amen. So excited about it. So no prayer this week, and prayer will resume next Thursday, the following week. So just remember that. Amen. But have you enjoyed today? It's been good. It's been real special, real sweet. Amen. Just a precious anointing. It's palatable up here tonight. It's just powerful. Amen. So just keep thanking God. You're free. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So before you go tonight, make sure you go back there, take everything with you. Amen. It's all free. No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. It's not free. Amen. Let's just believe God for increase for them. Amen. Praise God. Father, we just thank you right now for Harry and Karen coming and being with us. So precious. So thankful for their friendship. So thankful for their love. Lord, we just ask you right now just to bless them. We thank you, Lord, as we sow into their lives. We just thank you, Lord, you're doing great and mighty things in their lives, in their ministry, in Guatemala, and in every church and every place they go to here in the States and around the world. We thank you for great and mighty things taking place. And we just give you praise for all these things right now. As we give, Lord, we bless the man of God, the gift of God, the woman of God, thanking you for the anointing that you graced us with tonight as we were in their presence and hearing their teaching and their exhortation tonight. We ask you, Lord, just to bless them and what a privilege it is to sow into them. And we just give you praise and we give you thanks for that right now. In Jesus' name, and everybody shouted, amen, amen.